站立。
Let us continue to stand.
我们要一起向天上的真神献上祷告。
We'll pray to the heavenly God.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们颂扬你的圣名。
Hallelujah, dear Lord in heaven, we praise your name.
你的慈爱何等的深，你的信实何等的广大。
How deep is your love and how faithful you are.
虽然我们用这双肉眼看不见你。
Even though we cannot perceive you with our physical eyes.
但是却是我们用心灵能够体会你。
But we can experience you with our hearts.
我们每天在享用你的创造。
Every day we enjoy your creation.
我们现在在呼吸。
Now we are breathing.
我们享用你创造的空气。
And we are enjoying the air that you have created.
我们每天喝水，吃饭。
Every day we drink water and we eat.
都是享用你创造的大自然的奇妙。
And we are all enjoying the nature that you have created.
当我们上山举目。
When we lift up our eyes to the hills.
我们看到自己何等的微小。
We feel that how minute we are.
当我们举目观看星星啊，星宿宇宙万物。
When we see the universe and the stars,
又发觉你何等的伟大。
And we feel how great you are.
主啊，我们真的是不配在你的面前。
Lord, we're unworthy to stand in your presence.
我们太卑微，太微小。
We're too minute.
我们有时候只想到自己。
Sometimes we only think about ourselves.
却没有想到你的存在。
But we do not think your existence.
有时候为了生活的忙碌。
Sometimes we're busy with our lives.
忘记追求生命的意义。
But we have forgotten to pursue the meaning of life.
为了填饱物质的肚子。
And in order to fill our stomach.
有时候忘记填满心虚空的心灵。
And we have forgotten to fill up our empty hearts.
让我们忙忙碌碌的一辈子。
So we have toil and labor all our life.
表面光鲜亮丽。
On the surface, it seems it's very wonderful.
内心寂寞空虚。
But inside our hearts, we are very empty.
主啊，但是你却爱我们。
Lord, but you love us.
你知道我们人类所需要的不只是只有食物跟房子。
You know our human needs are not only houses or food.
你让我们知道人生的意义超过于工作赚钱。
You know the meaning of life is more than earning money.
你让我们知道要认识你，要寻求你，要追求你。
And you know that we have to pursue you.
主啊，我们今天晚上弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友再一次的聚集在你的面前。
Lord, tonight, brothers and sisters and friends are gathering once again in your presence.
为了想要认识你。
And they are here to know you.
为了想要了解人生的真正的意义。
They want to know the true meaning of life.
能够突破人生的苦境。
So they can break through the difficulties of life.
能够透过认识真神，能够得到更丰盛的生命。
And through knowing the true God in heaven, they can attain more abundant life.
因为我们知道主耶稣你才是永恒的真神。
Because Lord, we know you are the true God.
在你能够突破一切的困难。
Only you can help us through all the difficulties.
给我们有盼望，有力量，有生命。
And give us hope, give us strength, and give us life.
有喜乐，有盼望。
So that we may have joy and hope.
主啊，我们再一次恳求你与我们的仆人，你的仆人同在。
Lord, we once again ask you to be abiding with our servants.
打开他的口，让他有力量见证福音的奥秘。
Open his mouth so he has the strength to say the truth.
我们也求神帮助年轻弟兄姐妹们的唱诗班。
Please also help the youth choir to sing.
用他们的歌声来颂赞你的名，来感动每一个听众。
So their singing can move everyone's hearts.
我们更求你的话语深深的打动我们每一个人。
We also ask your words to touch each one of us.
让我们的心谦卑下来。
So that we may humble ourselves.
有一颗温柔的心。
To have a gentle heart.
来接种所栽种的义道。
So that we may accept the words.
主啊，我们人生真的很需要你。
Lord, we really need you in our life.
求你今天就满足我们。
Please satisfy us today.
今天就感动我们。
Please touch us today.
今天就打开我们的心眼。
Please open our hearts today.
让我们看到什么东西才是最重要的。
So that we may see what is the most important.
追求生命。
And we may pursue life.
追求永恒。
And to pursue eternity.
追求得救。
And to pursue salvation.
追求荣耀你的名。
And to pursue glorifying your name.
主啊，我们最后愿一切颂赞荣耀归于天上你尊贵的圣名。
Lord, lastly, may all glory and honor be unto your holy name.
愿平安归于地上我们今天有来敬拜你的众人。
And may peace be unto the ones that are here to worship you today.
将一切的交在你的手中。
And we hand everything into your hands.
愿荣耀归于你的圣名。
May all glory unto your holy name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
各位亲爱的朋友们，再次欢迎来临真耶稣教会温哥华教会。 参加我们第三个晚上的布道大会的聚会。
Dear friends, we once again welcome you to join our third night of evangelical service.
今天晚上外面很冷。
Tonight is very cold outside.
又下着雪。
And there is snow.
但是却没有阻挡大家要寻求神、渴慕道理的心。
But it does not hinder our hearts of wanting to pursue God.
我们知道这个事情是人生最重要的。
Because we know this is the most important thing in our life.
我们愿慈爱的神来满足我们。
And may the love of God fill us.
今天晚上我们再一次请到从美国远道而来为我们证道的周君宏传道为我们讲解福音。
Tonight we once again invite Preacher Zhou from US to give the sermon.
他已经讲过了酒用尽了的人生何等的虚空。
He has already told us how the life is running out of wine.
他讲到人生劳劳碌碌为了工作，好像在海中摇橹甚苦。
He also told us how we toil and labor in our life as we are straining at the oars.
今天他要再次来用圣经来讲解人生的真实的一面。
And tonight he's also going to tell us in the Bible what is true in our life.
围城一般的人生。
A life as a city under siege.
到底什么是像一个围城一般的人生呢？
What is the life as a city under siege?
怎么来突破它呢？
How do you break through it?
相信大家都非常想听一听。
I believe everyone wants to listen to this.
现在要把剩下的时间来交给周传道。
So we hand the time to Preacher Zhou.
愿主与你同在。
May the Lord be with you.
奉主耶稣圣名，见证耶稣救人的福音。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify the salvation of Christ.
在前两个晚上的布道聚会里头
，In the last two nights of evangelical services,
小弟用两个题目跟我们来谈人生。
I used two topics to talk about life.
借着酒用尽的人生来谈家庭。
I talk about our family through the topic of a life as running out of wine.
借着摇橹甚苦的人生来谈工作。
I talk about our jobs through the topic of a life as straining at the oars.
那小弟晚上再次的借着圣经以这个围城一样的人生来跟我们谈压力的问题。
So tonight I will talk about with you a life as city under siege to talk about our stress.
想必大家都晓得。
I believe everyone knows.
十八世纪，让人面临死亡的最大的疾病就是这个鼠疫黑死病。
And I believe that, in the 18th century, there is this disease that is most feared by everyone.
十九世纪就是肺痨。
And in the 19th century, there is another kind of a very famous disease.
二十世纪的癌症
，and the 20th century it is the cancer.
二十一世纪，就是忧郁症
，but the 21st century it is the depression.
当然，忧郁症它形成的原因有很多。
Of course, there are many causes to depression.
包含先天，在这个遗传上的问题。
Of course, it may be a genetic.
但是在后天上，生活的压力却是，不能，这个。否定的一个重要的原因。
Of course, we cannot bypass the stress that caused this depression.
那生活上的压力大多来自于，在生活上所遭遇到的困难。
And the stress of life usually come from the difficulties that we face.
所产生的这个烦恼忧愁。
And the difficulties and will cause us to worry and to think about the problems.
在没有办法找出出路宣泄之下。
When we cannot find a way out,
日积月累就从这个精神上的疾病转而影响到我们身体的官能。
As the time goes pass by, it may turn our mental illnesses become our even physical even more severe illness.
那当然我们会觉得说，中国人这么讲生于忧患，死于安乐嘛。
Of course, the Chinese people they say that.They were born in adversity, and they will die in peace.
忧虑也不是完全不好嘛。
They will say, stress is not all that bad.
它至少让人类有了这个进步的原动力。
At least it will give people to get people get moving.
哦，那我们不是都要防范未然，未雨绸缪吗？
And we supposed to prepare for the things that have not come.
哦，所以这个忧虑呀，哦，这个忧愁也不一定都不是坏事啊。
So worrying and stress may not be all that bad.
哦，那当然了，如果我们懂得用正面的态度来得到一个宣泄的出口。
Of course, if we can find a positive way to release our stress.
哦，那或许啊，这个忧郁症哦，没有那么快会找上我们。
Then maybe we will not get depression that fast.
哦，夕阳无限好。
We'll see the sunset is very good.
啊，接下来是哪一句啊？
But then what comes next?
哦，有人说啊，我们要正面哦，所以夕阳无限好。那下一句就是彩霞正满天呢、啊。
And they'll say that sunset is very good, so the sky is also very beautiful.
啊、哦，这个是正面的思考了。
So this is a positive thinking.
但并不一定大家都会这样想啊。
But it does not mean everyone thinking the same way.
啊，夕阳无限好。那如果说只是近黄昏哦，那这个还好了、哦、
If we say the sunset is beautiful, but it is already the evening.
哦，但有些人可不是这么想。
But somebody may not be thinking like this.
啊，夕阳无限好。
How beautiful is the sunset?
啊，明天会更好。
But tomorrow will be even better.
存款会更少。
But then I'll have even less deposit.
啊，那就开始烦恼了哦。
Then they'll start worrying.
啊，在圣经里头有一段以色列人的历史。
And there is this history in the Bible talking about the Israelites.
遇到一个生命攸关的重要时刻。
And they have faced this critical time about their life and death.
哦，那在里头的这些人们有着不同的反应。
And in the midst of this, different people have different reactions.
哦，我们来看看这一段的记载。
And let's read this Bible.
先看列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
列王记下六章二十四节。
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24.
24节，此后亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军上来围困撒玛利亚。25节。
25.
于是撒玛利亚被围困，有饥荒，甚至一个驴头只银八十舍客勒，二升鸽子粪只银五舍客勒。26节。
Verse 26.
一日以色列王在城上经过。有一个妇人向他呼叫说：“我主我王啊，求你帮助。”二十七节。
27.
王说：“神不帮助你，我从何处帮助你？是从何场？是从酒榨呢？”二十八节。
28.
王问妇人说：“你有什么苦处？”他回答说：“这妇人对我说：‘将你的儿子娶来，我们今日可以吃，明日可以吃我的儿子。’”二十九节。
29.
我们就煮了。我的儿子吃了，次日我对他说：“要将你的儿子取来，我们可以吃。”他却将他的儿子藏起来了。三十节。
30.
王听见妇人的话，就撕裂衣服。王在城上经过，百姓看见王贴身穿着麻衣。三十一节。
31.
王说：“我今日若容撒法的儿子以利沙的头扔在他的颈项上，愿神重重的降罚于我。”三十二节。
32.
那时以利沙正坐在家中，长老也与他同坐。王打发一个侍候他的人去，他还没有到，以利沙对长老说：“你们看这凶手之子，打发人来斩我的头。你们看着使者来到，就关上门，用门将他推出去吧。在他后头，不是有他主人脚步的声响吗？”三十三节。
33.
正说话的时候，使者来到，王也到了，说：“这灾祸是从神那里来的，我何必再仰望神呢？”好，我们再看第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
以利沙说：“你们要听神的话，神如此说：明日约在这个时候，在撒玛利亚城门口，一细亚细面要卖银一舍客勒。”厄西亚大麦也要卖银一舍客勒。二节。
Verse 2.
有一个搀扶王的军长对神人说：“即便神使天开的窗户，也不能有这事。”伊丽莎说：“你必亲眼看见， 却不得吃。三节。
Three.
在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说，我们为何坐在这里等死呢？四节。
Four.
我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必在那里必死在那里。若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们活命就活着，若杀我们就死了吧。好，我们就读到这边哦。
So read until here.
在这边记载哦，当这个以色列这个以色列国的这个首都撒玛利亚城哦，被这个亚兰国的大军重重包围。
Here it tells us that the capital city of a kingdom of Israel was surrounded by the Aramean army.
当然这个城里头的粮食就越来越少，最后弹尽援绝。
Of course, the food was they ran out of food in the city.
那连那个平常这个没有人要吃的驴子头，这个时候洛阳纸贵也要一个80舍客勒的银子。
And normally the donkey's head that nobody wanted to eat will become very expensive. It is sold for 80 shekels of silver.
那个平常没有人要吃的如同这个取了个名字叫鸽子粪的这种野菜这个时候也要五舍客勒银子。
At this time, the seed pods would sell for 5 shekels.
有一天这个以色列王在城上这个经过巡视有一个妇人向他拦路喊冤。
And there was one day when the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried to him.
这个王随口就说神不帮助你我怎么能帮助你。
So the Lord said, so the king said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I get help from you?
我怎么帮助是从酒榨呢，还是从禾场呢？
So should I get help from the threshing floor or from the wine press?
因为没有东西吃的。
Because there is no food to eat.
王还是听听这个妇人，她到底冤情是什么
？But the king still listened to the woman.
结果这个妇人讲出这个骇人惊闻的事情来。
Then this woman said something very scary.
因为没有东西吃。
Because there was no food to eat.
她跟邻居就说好了。
So she discussed this with the neighbor.
大家一子而食吧。
And they agreed to exchange their sons to eat.
今天这个煮了我的儿子，那明天要吃你的儿子了。
Today we'll eat my son, and tomorrow we'll eat your son.
这真是人间的悲剧
And this is a very tragic thing.
但是在没有东西可以吃之下我们看到正上演着这个最悲惨的这个人伦悲剧。
And when there is no food to eat, we can see the most tragic thing happen in the society.
那结果。对方黄牛到了隔天要吃对方的小孩的时候他把他们把这个小孩藏起来了。
But the other woman deceived her and she had hidden her son.
所以这个向王拦路喊冤的妇人觉得哇这样子实在太不公平了。
So this woman who cried out to the king felt very unfair.
本来就已经大家就讲好了嘛讲定了嘛。
Because we have already agreed to this.
你怎么可以这样呢？
So how could you have done this to me?
所以要向王来请求主张正义。
So she appealed to the king for justice.
王一听怎么有这么悲惨的事情？
So when the king heard this,
把这个衣服一撕露出里头所穿的麻衣这是以色列人他们的一种表示哀悼的方法。
So he tore his robes.And underneath the robe, there was the sackcloth. And the sackcloth represents how sorrowful the Israelites were.
并且下命令要去杀神的先知以利沙。
So he also gave a command to kill the prophet of God, Elisha.
他这个王也跟着这个使者去了。
So the king also went with his messenger.
灾祸是从神来的，我何必再仰望神呢？
Since this disaster comes from the Lord, why should I trust in him anymore?
这个时候神的先知以利沙在家里平静安稳的这个跟其他的长老们在一起。
At this time, the prophet of God, Elisha, he's sitting very peacefully with the elders in his house.
丝毫没有受到这一座围城的影响。
And they were not affected at all by the surrounding of the city.
外在的这个危机没办法 影响到他们内在心里头的平静。
The outside crisis cannot affect the peace inside their heart.
伊丽莎这么预言呢、啊、
？And Elisha he prophesied.
明天在这个时候
，Tomorrow at this time，
在城门口
，at the city gates，
将会有啊这个啊、粮食的 on sale。
And the food will be on sale.
以细亚的细面，还有厄细亚的大麦，都只要卖一舍客的银子而已啊。
A seal of flour was sell for a shekel, and two seals of barley was is also for a shekel.
才讲完呐、啊，这个王旁边的军长就说话了。
And after he,、right after he said this, the officer beside the king said,
根据他的统计，根据他的经验，根据他的观察，这是不可能发生的事情。
According to his observation and his experiences, this is impossible to happen.
就算是神把天上的窗户打开、啊、也不会有这个事情啊。
Even if the Lord were to open the floodgates of heaven, this would surely not happen.
这个先知啊，于是对这个军长讲，那到时候你是看得到吃不到了。
So this prophet told this official that you will surely see with your own eyes, but you will never eat of it.
那在这个城门口哈、有这个四个大麻风的。
And there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate.
因为他们有麻风病哈、所以照这个宗教的律法，他们是要跟人群隔开的。
And because they had leprosy, so according to their law, they have to be separated from the people.
但是城这一座撒玛利亚城被围困他们也没有幸免，同样也在这个艰难里头啊。
But then under the besiegement of the Samaria, they were also inside the surroundings.
所以他们彼此就商量说，我们为什么要坐在这边等死啊？
So they discuss within themselves.That why should we sit here and die?
如果进到城里头啊，那边有饥荒也会死啊。
If we go inside the city, there is a famine in there, and we will also die.
坐在这边等也是死啊。
If we sit here, we will also die.
那干脆去投降算了。
So why not just surrender?
那如果敌人这个把我们杀死，反正左死右死也是死的。
If the enemy were to kill us, we will die anyway.
那如果敌人赏我们口饭吃啊，我们还可以活下去啊。
But the enemy were to give us some food to eat, then we may live.
所以他们就要向敌人投降了。
So they want to go there and to surrender to the enemy.
那故事接下来的发生啊，就如同这个以利沙先知所讲的。
And as the story happens, later it is really as how a prophet Elisha has prophesied.
那神呢用大声来惊动这个围困以色列撒玛利亚城的亚兰全军呐、让他们误以为这个以色列人的援军到达了。
And the Lord used a great sound to throw the Aramean army into a panic. They thought that the help has come for the Israelites.
所以丢盔卸甲，什么东西都不要就逃走了。
So they have left everything in its place and they have fled.
留下他们的武器，留下他们的粮草。
And they have left all their food and all their weapons.
那以色列人呢、他们这个被围城的这个危机啊，就这样迎刃而解。
So the Israelites, their crisis was solved, just like this.
那隔天呢、果然在城门口啊，在 on sale 了。
Then the next day, there was surely a sale at the city gate.
这一座被围困的围城得到解围。
So this city that was under siege.Was rescued.
这个是撒玛利亚城被围困的经过。
So this is the besiegement of Samaria.
那小弟要跟大家分享的，就是在被围困的这个当时城里头这是不同人的不同的反应。
What I'm going to share with you is different reactions on different people inside the city.
来作为当我们这个被诸多的烦恼困难。所包围的时候，我们的反应的参考。
And so we can learn from this when we are also surrounded by difficulties and worries.
那第一个我们就是看到这个以色列王的反应
First, we can see the reaction of the Israelite king.
这个以色列王他的反应是什么
？And what was his reaction?
遇到这场灾难
，When he faced this crisis,
不是我的错了。
And it is not my fault.
哦，所以我能帮什么忙呢？
So what help can I help anyone?
神都不帮忙了，我能帮什么忙？
If God doesn't help us, then how can I help anyone?
哦，既然呢，哦，这个灾祸是从神来的。
Since this disaster came from the Lord,
我干嘛还仰望神呢？
Then why should I trust in Him anymore?
哦，我们看到哦。怨天啊，埋怨神啊。
We can see how he grumbled and complained.
第二个。
Second.
这个事情哦，要怪谁？怪神的先知以利沙。
And second, if we were to blame on someone, we have to blame on the prophet Elisha.
他是神的先知耶。
Because he's the prophet of God.
他怎么不向神祷告祈求啊？
Why doesn't he pray to God?
还让我们遇到这样的灾难。
And we are still facing this trouble.
那他活着干什么？
Then why is he still alive?
来人啊，把他给砍了。
Hey, somebody behead him already.
责怪人哦。
So he blamed on others.
所以我们看到，当人在患难、困境、忧愁里头啊。
So you can see when a person is in the difficulties and worries.
有些人的反应就是像这个以色列王一样。
Some people's reaction would be just like this king of Israel.
怨天尤人啊。
They complain and blame.
神啊，你在哪里啊？
Lord, where are you?
人啊，你怎么不帮我啊？
And why are you not helping me?
来我们看到第一种人的反应哦。
And this is the first kind of reaction.
怨天尤人。
They blame and they complain.
但是对事情有没有解决？
But then does it solve the problem?
对患难的周遭有没有什么解围？
Are they rescued from their surroundings?
没有帮助了哦。
There is no help at all.
再多的怨天尤人也于事无补了。
No matter how much they complain and they blame others, it is of no use.
我们再来看看第二种人的反应。
We can see the second reaction.
这个是就是向王喊冤的这个妇人啊。
And this is the woman who cried to the king.
因为她跟她的邻居讲好了，今天吃我的小孩，今天呢，红烧我的儿子，明天呢，可是要清蒸你的儿子的。
So tonight, she has already agreed with the other woman that today I will eat my son, and tomorrow I will eat your son.
结果对方黄牛了，所以他觉得受骗上当，有损失。
But the other party deceived her, so she felt cheated.
所以她就向王来喊冤了。
So she cried out to the king.
要王来评评理。
So she wanted the king to give her justice.
来主持正义，主持公道。
So that she can have the justice.
当我们遇到患难，遇到困境，被这个忧愁所环绕的时候。
When we face crisis and we're surrounded by worries.
我们也会有像这个妇人这样的反应啊。
We may have this reaction like this woman had.
我们就会想要寻找这个公平、公义、公正。
We want to something to be done fairly.
今天呢，我之所以会这样不是我愿意的。
Today this thing happened to me is not because I want it.
这个是老板不对了。
It is the fault of my boss.
我这同事有问题了。
It is the fault of my coworkers.
不然我不会这样子的。
Otherwise it would not happen to me.
所以不公平了。
So it is unfair.
我为什么跟人家不一样？
And why am I different from others?
为什么他老板我是他的雇员？
Why is he the boss and I'm the employer?
那同样是人为什么比尔盖茨那么有钱？
And we are all humans. Why is Bill Gates so rich?
就像这个妇人很多的为什么。
And there is just like this a woman, and she asks so many whys.
想要找到一个公平、公正、公义。
She wants something to be done justly and fairly.
但是人自认为的公正、公平、公义。
But the fairness that people think.
其实有时候是在人的主观。而不是客观的情况之下。
And sometimes it's of their own, it's very biased.
我讲一个，我经常讲这个笑话，听过就不要俩包哈。
I often say this joke, so if you heard of it, don't say anything.
一对姐妹早上赶着上班。
And there are two sisters, they are rushing for work.
这个公车来了，就挤上去了。
So the bus came and they went on the bus.
人很多。
And there are so many people.
这司机让他们先上车，再慢慢买票。
So the bus driver let them on the bus first, and then they can pay for the ticket later.
那因为啊，人那么多啊，司机也不知道到底谁有买谁没有买哈，看大家良心自由行政。
And because there were so many people, the bus driver didn't know who had paid for the ticket and who had not.
哦，那这个这对姐妹啊，哦，他们还没买票。
So these two sisters they had not buy for the ticket.
哦，这个妹妹就跟姐姐说啊，我们要去买票。
So the younger sister said to the older one that, hey, sister, we have to pay for the ticket.
哦，姐姐说啊，算了。
And the older sister said, no, it's okay, we don't need to do it.
哦，反正司机也不知道嘛。
Because the bus driver doesn't know.
我们省点钱哦，中午我们可以去吃麦当劳。
And we can save this money and we can eat McDonald's at lunch.
姐姐说，哦，这个妹妹说，姐姐你这样不对啊。
So the younger sister said that, hey, bigger sister, this is not right.
哦，我们应该要去补票。
We must go buy the ticket.
不然呢，对不起我们的良心。
Otherwise, we cannot, our conscience will not feel good.
哦，姐姐，你这样贪心不对。
So it is bad for you to be greedy.
哦，所以说挤啊挤啊挤到前面呢、啊、去补票了。
So she pushed her way onto the front.
啊，然后啊又挤啊挤啊挤回来了。
And just to buy the ticket, and then she pushed her way back again.
很高兴的跟她姐姐讲啊。
And she told her sister very gladly.
哎，姐姐，我跟你讲哦，好心有好报。
Hey, I tell you, if we do good, then we will be repaid good.
我给哈、哦、这个司机十块钱，他以为我给他二十块钱，多找我十块钱呢。
Yeah, I gave the bus driver $10, and he thought I gave him $20, so he gave me back $10.
很多人的良心就是这样子的哦。
So this is what happens to most people's conscience.
就好像这一个，哦、这个妇人呐、啊，哦，向王来喊冤呐、啊，求王主持这个公义、啊。
It is just as how this woman cried out to the king, wants the king to done just to have her give her justice.
她觉得她被哦被不公平对待了。
She felt that she was unfairly treated.
她的权力损失了。
And she has lost her authority.
哦，但是又有谁为那个被吃掉的小孩来喊冤呢？
But then who is crying out for the kid who has been eaten?
哦，我们经常说啊，人的良心，我凭着良心做事情。
And many times, oftentimes, we'll say that I'm doing things according to my own conscience.
哎，我不需要神啊。
So I don't need God.
哦，因为我不做什么亏心事啊。
Because I did not do anything wrong.
哦，我养不愧一天，福不愧一地啊。
And I have not done anything wrong against anybody.
哦，这半夜啊，这个敲门我都不会害怕的。
I would not be afraid if someone were to knock on my door at midnight.
哦，但是有时候我们想一想，我们自认为的公义、自认为的良心，有那么样的绝对跟标准吗？
So sometimes we think that it's our conscience inside us is that very right and true.
哦，那我们再来看看。
So we can take a look again.
哦，再来就是这个军长们哦，这个军长哦。
The third kind of person is the officers.
哦，他被敌军啊重重包围啊。
And they have been surrounded by the enemy.
哦，虽然他身经百战哦，但是现在也一筹莫展。
Even though he has been through many battles, but then now he has no way of no way out.
哎，当他听到这个先知以利沙的预言呢
？And when he heard the prophecy of prophet Elisha,
哦，他说不可能。
He said this is impossible.
哦，那凭我啊的经验，哦，我的理智分析啊，这是不可能的事情。
According to my logic and according to my experience, this is impossible to happen.
哦，神开的窗户也不可能。
Even if the Lord were to open the floodgates of heaven, this would not happen.
哎，当我们呢、啊，深陷在这个患难、困苦、忧愁的围绕
，and when we're surrounded by the toil, labor, and the difficulties.
哦，也有很多人像这个军长一样哦。
A lot of people are just like this officer.
用过去的经验
，they use their own past experiences.
要借着人的理智。
They want to use their own reasonings、
哦、来做分析、啊、
and to analyze the matter、
哦、想说、啊、找出一条出路来
so they want to find a way out
有没有什么解围之道
is there any way to solve the problem、
哦、但往往得到的答案就是像他所说的一样
but in the end the answer they get is just like this officer had
不可能的
it is impossible
没救了
we are helpless、
哦、当人、这个理性抬头的时候
And when a person is in this kind of state,
哦，是很难啊，去接受宗教信仰，接受神的。
And when they are very logical, it is very hard for them to accept God.
哦，很多人用这种理性 用这种经验在分析宗教信仰。
Many people use their logical reasoning and their reasonings to analyze the religions.
那得着的这个结果啊，就算是有神，也是你的理性、你的经验，通过之后的产物。
And the conclusion they got is that the God is a product of your experience and your own reasonings.
而不是原原本本的那个本尊。
And he is not the true God that is in heaven.
人，于是这么说了，宗教信仰那个是是这个软弱的人才需要的啦。
So some people say that only the weak people need religion.
是统治阶层对被统治的人的工具啊。
And it is a tool for the government to use to govern the people.
就像这个康德跟尼采所说的。
And this is how these famous philosophers said.
因为人没有任何一个人或者没有任何一个组织团体政府可以24小时的监控他的人民。
Because there are no government in this world be able to look over the people 24 hours a day.
那更不要谈说他内心他的思想。
So we cannot judge what people are thinking inside their hearts.
只有一个方法。
And there is only one way to do this.
就是宗教。
And that is through religion.
就算真的没有神，我们也要创造一个神出来了。
Even though there is no God, we have to create a God for ourselves.
让我们来管理统治我们的人民。
So that we may be able to govern our own people.
这就很多人对宗教信仰有着不同的一个解读跟定义啊。
So this is a different definitions of some people have on religions.
来取决他是不是要信仰。
So this is why they choose whether or not they need a religion.
就好像这个军长一样。
And this is how this officer is.
用他的经验，用他的理性。在做事情的判断。
He used his reasoning and his own experiences to analyze the situations.
结果就是无路可走。
In the end, he made a conclusion that we have no way out.
坐以待毙。
So we only have to sit here and die.
再来，我们看看城外的这四个大麻风的。
But now we can see the four lepers.
虽然他们在城外，但是他们同样的也跟这个被包围的这个撒玛利亚城里头的人一样面对着敌军的包围跟威胁。
Even though they are outside the city, but then they are still facing the threats from the enemy, just as the people inside the city.
很多时候我们认为我们很超越、很高超。
A lot of times we feel that we are very superior.
这都是世上的这些人这世人们怎么样？世上的人怎么样？好像自己是跟世人是分开的。
And it's the people of the world, they do this and do that, and it seems that as if we're more superior than they.
但是同样的当这个生离死别临到的时候。
But when we face life and death situations.
可不管你是城里城外的。
It doesn't matter whether you are inside the city or outside the city.
同样。要遭受到这生老病死患难忧愁的围困。
You still have to face the life and death situations and the worries.
那这个城门外这四个大麻风他们的态度又是什么？
So what is the attitude of the four lepers who are outside the city?
碰运气的。
They want to try their luck.
很多人有这样的人生观。
And many people they have this kind of concept.
讲好听叫随缘呐。
They want to, if we were to put it in a better way, we are just having a good luck.
今朝有酒今朝醉嘛，管他明天怎么样。
And we will just enjoy the enjoyment today.
很多人的人生观。就是像这个四个麻风病的人一样。
And this is how many people view their life. They are like the four lepers.
烂命一条了，死就死了。
And I have this life, so it doesn't matter if I die or not.
文化大革命都熬得过去的，死猪不怕开水烫啊。
I could still go through the great revolution, so there is no, so I'm still very tough.
这是不是解决围城 的方法。
So is this one of the ways to solve the problems?
不是。
It is not.
因为你还是无路可走啊。
Because you still have no way out.
你只不过是在这个围城里头的一种对这个患难困境的一种态度而已。
And this is only your attitude toward the sufferings inside the city.
那最后我们看到与众不同的拥有这个平静安稳心态的就是先知以利沙还有跟他在一起的长老。
And lastly, you can see the different attitudes of Prophet Elisha and the elders who were with him.
他们在同样这个患难困境当中却能够活出不一样的一个人生。
They are still in the same difficulties, but then they are able to live a different life.
拥有不同的心境、态度跟生活。
They were able to have a different attitude and different lifestyle.
到底是什么原因？
And what caused this?
就如同神的先知以利沙所说的。
And it is as how Prophet Elisha has said.
神是我们的依靠。
God is our reliance.
他知道神会帮助，他知道神会看顾，他知道神会来解围。
He knows God would help, and he knows God would take care of them and rescue them.
主耶稣在世上曾经教导当时跟随他的人不要为明天忧虑。
When Lord Jesus was on earth, he taught the people that not to worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自然有明天的忧虑。
Because tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的忧虑一天就够了。
And one worry about today is enough. But then we may think that this is only an attitude, a concept inside our heart. Does it really help with the matter? I also know not to worry about tomorrow. But then I cannot sleep. I also know how we should look at a positive side of things. But then we cannot guarantee that the negative things will not happen.
也许我们也会觉得说，主耶稣在讲这个话，有一点，这个是讲空话。
Maybe we'll think that Lord Jesus is speaking empty words.
你是天上的神啊。
You are the God in heaven.
你当然不用为明天忧虑吧。
Of course, you do not have to worry about tomorrow.
因为你是神啊,
because you are God.
所以你当然不会了解我们世人的问题啊。
So you do not understand the problems that we face.
你才会讲得那么样的潇洒。
So that is why you can say this.
其实不是像我们想的这样。
But in fact, this is not what we are, how we think.
主耶稣为什么要我们不要为明天忧虑？
Why doesn't Lord Jesus want us to worry about tomorrow?
不是因为他不是人，他没有人的这个需求，所以他。
It is not because he's not a man and he does not need to worry about the human things.
反过来，他太了解人了。But
on the other hand, he in fact very understand a human very much.
耶稣是天上的神，他跟我们一样，他成了肉身来到世上。Lord
Jesus is a God in heaven. He's just like us. He's come into this earth like in a human form.
人所会遇到的，他都遇到了。
And whatever man would encounter, he also faces.
生老病苦他都了解。
He knows everything, all our problems.
所以他因为太了解我们人。
Because he knows us too much.
他才会叫我们不要为明天忧虑。
That is why he tells us not to worry about tomorrow.
不要为吃什么穿什么来忧愁。
And not to worry about what to eat or what to drink.
因为他知道人的忧虑不能够成就什么事情。
Because he knows that the worry of man cannot accomplish anything.
所以他说，你们当中哪一个能够因为忧虑，让头发变黑变白啊？
So he told us that if any of you can change your hair to black or white through your worries.
如果今天因为忧虑，银行里头的存款的数目会增加，那我们尽量忧虑没有关系的。
And today, if we can increase our deposit inside the bank, and through our worries, then we can worry a lot.
那如果因为忧虑，我们的病情会好转，我们也不妨多忧虑。And
if our sicknesses can get healed because of our worries, then we can keep worrying.
但是却不是。But
it is not like this.
不但于事无补，反而对我们自己还有害。
It doesn't help with the situation, but then it is of no benefit and it is harmful to us.
所以这个就是为什么耶稣叫我们不要忧虑的原因。
And it is, that is why Lord Jesus tells us not to worry.
哦，当然我们一开始就讲到说我们这个古训哈，这个古圣先贤说生于忧患，死于安乐啦。
Of course, some Chinese people they will say that they were born in the adversity and they can die in peace.
哦，忧愁也不是都不好啦，忧虑也不是都不好啦。
So it is the stress is not all that bad.
哦，但是主耶稣要我们不要忧虑。
But then Lord Jesus wants us not to worry.
因为长期哈、哦、长时间处在忧虑之下。
Because if we worry too much.
哦，不但于事无补。
Not only it doesn't help with the situation.
甚至也会夺走我们今天的喜乐。
Moreover, you will take away the joy of today.
以及对神的感恩。
You will take away our thanksgiving to God.
哦，举个例子讲啊。
For example.
哦，当我们哦，这个好不容易哦，这个追求爱情长跑哦，的对象啊，答应哦要嫁给我。
And we have been chasing after a girl, and the girl finally agreed to marry to me.
哦，那在这个这个会堂里头哦，准备要结婚了。
And when they're preparing for their wedding in the chapel,
传道问你说啊，你愿不愿娶她为你的妻子，一辈子哦，一生啊，爱她不离开她。
And the pastor asked the guy that, would you like to marry this girl, forever for the rest of your life and to love her all your life?
你就开始忧虑了。
Then you start to worry.
现在啊，这么漂亮哦。
She looks so pretty right now.
哦，但是看看岳母，哇，怎么身材那样？
When you look at the mother-in-law, why does she look like that?
将来会变这样呢。
She'll turn into that in the future.
哦，啊，这个是不是哦？要再想一想了哈。
So should I reconsider?
那这个新娘啊，也开始忧虑了。
So the bride is also worrying.
哦，现在这么帅。
Right now he is so handsome.
哎，这个哦。应看这么高
，and he's so tall right now。
他说哪一天哦，他如果啊这个生病了，不能赚钱了
，and one day if he's sick and he cannot earn money，
被 lay off 了
，and he's laid off。
我还养他一辈子
，and I have to feed him all my life。
我们想想看，这个婚还要不要结
？So should I still go through with the marriage？
还有什么快乐啊
？And is there any more happiness？
好不容易有了爱情结晶，当你抱着你的小孩的时候。
And finally, when they have given birth to a child,
又开始忧虑了。
They start worrying again.
哇，这么小，要养到大，要养到什么时候啊？
And how much energy do I have to spend to? How long does this take this child to grow up?
哦，长大会不会孝顺我啊？
Will they be filial to me?
哦，那我们想想看，那个，哦，那个手抱新生命的喜乐又到哪里去了？
So you can see.Where does the joy of holding a life in our hands has gone?
好不容易在百忙当中啊，挤出了假期，要跟你的家人一起去度假了。
We can finally take a time off to go on a vacation with our family.
哦，就开始忧虑了。
And now we start to worry.
我如果去做 cruise， 会不会坐到铁达尼号啊
？If I'm on a cruise, will I be on the Titanic?
哦，我如果坐飞机，会不会 Mayday 要被劫机啊？
If I'm on a plane, would it be hijacked?
那还有什么快乐
？Well, so is there any more happiness?
所以神要我们不要忧虑。
So God doesn't want us to worry.
就是这个原因。
So this is the reason.
因为啊，那会夺去我们对今天的快乐以及对今天的感恩。
Because it will take away the happiness we have and the thanksgiving we have today.
但是最重要的一点。
But the most important thing,
耶稣用野地的百合花跟空中的飞鸟来做比喻。
Lord Jesus make a parable from the birds in the air.
虽然那么样的卑贱
，even though the birds in the air and the flowers in the field, they are so lowly.
神还给他那么漂亮的装饰跟养活他们。
But God still give them beautiful dress to and feed them.
人比百合花比飞鸟还来的尊贵，是神的儿女啊。
And how much more honorable are men than these birds and these flowers?
神岂不会看顾、不会爱惜、不会帮助吗
？Wouldn't God take care of them and feed them and help them?
所以，只要我们先求神的国、神的义。
So as we seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness,
我们愿意接受耶稣成为我们生命的救主。
If we are willing to accept Lord Jesus into our Savior, as our Savior.
他就要在我们日常生活当中来看顾，来保守我们。
Then He will take care of us and guide us in our life.
所以我们从撒玛利亚城被围困。
So from the besieging of the city of Samaria.
来想一想我们自己的人生。
We can think about our life.
就好像在这一座这被围困的这个围城里头啊。
It is as we are under a city under siege.
我们有很多的烦恼，很多的困难包围着我们。
We are surrounded by difficulties and worries.
我们要怎么办？
What should we do?
要怨天尤人像那个以色列王吗？
Should we be like the king of Israel? We complain and we blame.
要用自己的理性跟经验来找出路像那个军长吗？
Should we be like the officer, use our own experiences and our own reasoning to find a way out?
还是要用自己的良心跟智意啊，像那个妇人一样？
Or are we like the woman, use our own conscience to solve things?
还是像那四个大麻风，碰运气吧？
Or are we like the four lepers who are happy-go-lucky?
相信我们都知道要像神的先知以利沙一样。
And we believe we want to be like the prophet of God, Elisha.
因为有神，所以我们生命有保障。
Because we have God, so we have security in our life.
我们先请这个温哥华的青年诗班来献唱几首赞美神的诗歌，我们再来继续。
So we ask the choir, youth choir of Vancouver, to sing a few hymns. Thank you.
们谢谢诗班献唱优美的诗歌。
We thank the choir for their beautiful voice.
啊，如同刚刚所唱的，人们需要主。
It is as how they sang, people need the Lord.
啊，在2004年。
In 2004.
啊，那小弟刚刚从纽约教会调到纽泽西的伊丽莎白教会。
I went to New Jersey Church from New York Church.
这个从纽约的皇后教会的负责人手中拿到了一个电话号码。
And I got a phone number from the hand of the board members.
是从台湾转过来的。
And this number was came from Taiwan.
他说这个号码的这个主人呢，正遇到很大的一个困境。
And the owner of this phone number is facing a great difficulty.
他们是从台湾来美国纽约大学来念博士的念生化博士的这个台湾的留学生。
And they are the international students of Taiwan who are studying at New York University for their PhD.
是一对夫妻。
And they are a couple.
这个先生叫做年中义，太太叫做梁小兰。
And the husband is by the name of 年中义 and wife is Miss Liang.
那在他们求学的过程当中有一天这个先生突然说觉得头很痛。
And in their study, one day the husband felt that he's having a headache.
那想说可能感冒了，就买了一些成药就吃的。
So he thought that he was only having a flu, so he bought some medicine and ate it.
那不但没有好
And he not only did not become any better.
有一天从实验室回来。
One day after he went back home from the lab.
告诉他的太太说我头好痛。
He told her wife that my head hurts a lot.
我跟教授请假。
So I take time off with the professor.
我要休息一下。
I want to take some rest.
然后就先到这个卫生间去了。
So she went into the bathroom.
那结果太太在客厅就听到卫生间里头一个很大的声音。
And so when the wife heard in the living in the bathroom there was a big crashing sound.
她赶快过去看。
So she went there and check.
见这个洗脸盆可能她先生倒下去了之后把整个洗脸盆压垮了她先生倒在地上。
So she saw the husband. The husband collapsed on the ground and he fell on the sink, so the sink also collapsed.
太太一直摇不醒啊。
So the wife shook the husband, but the husband didn't wake up.
这个跑到外面对着人喊着说赶快叫救护车，赶快叫救护车，然后又跑回来摇他先生你醒一醒你醒一醒。
So she quickly ran outside and called for help.And called someone to call the ambulance. And she also ran back to try to wake the husband up.
没有多久就送到医院了。
And not long after, the husband was rushed to the hospital.
这个医生判断是脑膜炎。
And the doctor think that this is some kind of brain disease.
但是不知道是什么原因引起哪一种病毒
But he doesn't know what's the cause of it.
而且情况非常紧急严重。
And the situation was very severe.
已经进到 ICU 里头了。
And he was in ICU already.
那没有多久就传来不好的消息了。
And long after, the wife heard bad news.
你的先生肝昏迷了。
And your husband's lung is failing.
这个肾也衰竭了。
The kidney is also failing.
那现在这个肺部也失去功能，要靠机器来呼吸了。
And right now, the lung is losing its function, so he has to rely on machines.
对这个太太来讲好像晴天霹雳一样。
So to the wife, it is a very shocking news.
怎么会这样？
Why does this happen?
怎么会这样？
Why could this happen?
谁能帮助我？
Who can help me?
但是，她在美国举目无亲。
But in there, she has no relatives in the U.S.
那当然只有打电话回台湾求救。
So she could only call back to Taiwan for help.
那就是这样子就把这个。透过我们的信徒把他的这个资料都转到小弟这边来了。
So through the members, their information was passed onto me.
我打了好几次电话都是留话而已。
And I called their phone numbers many times, but then I had to leave a message.
找不到人，他也没有回 call.
And I could not find them, and they did not call me back.
到底是哪一个医院？
So which hospital it was, I did not know.
所以我就透过我们的信徒跟他们台湾的家人联络了。
So through the members, they contacted the families in Taiwan.
我找不到。
So to tell them that I could not find the hospital.
如果他有打电话你赶快问他到底是哪个医院哪个病房，而且把我的电话给他，说我在找他。
And if she ever calls you, please ask her what hospital it is and which room they are in, and please give her my phone number.
没有多久我就从就接到台湾的家人打电话来了。
And not long after, I got the phone call from the family.
拿到了这个医院加护病房的病床，我就赶快赶过去。
So I received all the information and I quickly rushed to the hospital.
已经不是探访的时间，不过借着我的传道证，我还是可以进去的。
And right now, and at that time, it was not the visitation hour, but then because of my because I'm a pastor, so I could still go in.
因为他们有很多那种快要死掉之前请他们的神父啦、牧师来做一个临终的祷告，所以只要是圣职人员就可以不是探访时间也可以进入。
Because many people, when they're dying, they wanted their pastors to go in and pray for them. So the pastors, they even though it is out of the visiting hour, they can still go in.
来到他的病床。
So I go to the bed.
看到一个好年轻的年轻人躺在床上
I saw a very young man.
全身插满着管子。
And his body is filled full of tubes.
那仪器正在监测。
And there are a lot of machines around him.
在这个他的脚旁看到有一个女孩子趴在那边呢。
And by the his legs, there I saw a girl lying there.
我想可能应该是他太太吧。
I think it is probably his wife.
我就拍拍他。
So I shook her.
他抬头看看我，我还可以看到他眼角有眼泪
So she looked at me, and I could still see the tear in her eyes.
我跟她讲我是真耶稣教会的传道。
So I told her I am the pastor of True Jesus Church.
我跟你的家人联络所以我现在来了。
I've contacted your family, and now I'm here.
太太拉着我的手。
So this wife grabbed onto my hand.
你们终于来了。
You are finally here.
你们终于来了。
You are finally here.
你们如果能做什么就做吧。
If you can do anything, please help us.
我就告诉她要祷告。
So I told her to pray.
我现在要帮你先生祷告。
So now I'm going to pray for your husband.
我们教会是圣灵建立的教会。
Our church is established by the Holy Spirit.
我们有神的灵同在。
We have the abundance of God's Spirit.
所以我们有神的能力彰显。
So we have the power of God.
那你跟我一起祷告。
So pray with me.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
你反复这样念。
Then this is how you should repeatedly say.
那我就做了悟性祷告，带领他之后就开始用灵言祷告。
So after I guided her with the prayer of understanding, I prayed in the spirit.
帮他先生按手。
So I laid hand on the husband.
然后我就回去了。
Then I went back home.
事后我才晓得那他对我这次的探访的评价。
And later on, I knew I learned how she perceived the my visitation at that time.
我以为来的是什么样的人物结果跟我们庙的鸡童一样
She felt that I am the same as the monks in the temple and shaking.
他们是不相信有神的
And they did not believe in God.
神是他们在研究的，因为他们研究是最先的最先进的科技基因工程的。
And they are actually researching about God because they are researching about genes.
所以他看到我的祷告看到我的第一次的探访，他的印象是这样。
So this is how she the first impression she had on my prayer.
隔天我带着教会的负责人又去了。
And second day I brought the board member also went.
这个他太太第一句话问我，你有没有带支票？
And the first thing she asked me was that, did you bring any check?
我要支票。
I need checks.
我说你要多少？
I said, how much do you need?
他说我要空白的支票。
I need blank checks.
怎么会去带支票啊？
Why would anyone bring blank checks?
大部分都是带信用卡嘛。
Because they would normally bring their credit cards.
我说信用卡不行吗？
I said, can I have a credit card?
现金不行吗？
Can I give you cash?
他说不行。
She said, no, you can't.
原来他们要转院。
And in fact, they were trying to go to another hospital.
从纽泽西这边的医院要转到 NYU 纽约大学的这个 附设的医院。
They were trying to move from a New Jersey hospital to the NYU's hospital.
也透过他的教授的关系，有一个医疗团队愿意接他先生这个case。
And because of the relationship with the professor, the professor agreed to make a team to take care of the husband.
那个是重症的那种，这个 ambulance 这救护车不是一般的，是重症的那种救护车。
And this is a very special type of ambulance.
他们只拿 check.
And so they could only have checks.
没有 check 怎么办？
But then what they did not have any checks.
有一个这个太太，我们亚洲东方人，在那边门口在那边探头。
Then we see an Asian woman looking into the door.
就看到这个梁小兰，就跑过去了。
So the wife went over.
原来是她的房东。
And this woman was her landlord.
同样的，我要支票，你有没有带支票？
So she asked, I need checks. Do you have any checks?
没想到，他这个房东竟然从皮包就拿出一本支票了。But
this landlord started to take out blank checks.
他一边拿一边说，奇怪，我今天要出门的时候，不知道为什么突然把支票本就放进去了。And
when she was taking it out, she asked, I didn't know why I put this in when I was leaving my house.
我从来不带支票的。I
never brought checks with me.
神帮他开路了。So
God opened a way for her.
我就问这个梁小兰说，你为什么不用直升机？
So I asked the wife that, why didn't you take the helicopter?
你不晓得这一段路要到曼哈顿纽泽西过去这个 Hurlington，是塞车塞死人出名的。Didn't
you know that if you're going to Manhattan from New Jersey, you have to go through this tunnel, and this tunnel, the traffic is very bad.
现在快要5点了。And
right now it's almost 5 o'clock.
已经塞死人了。And
the traffic must be very busy.
他说，本来有考虑用直升机，但是医生说他这个是脑的问题，怕那个压力，所以还是要用车辆。And
she said that they first considered using the helicopters, but then because the husband has a brain problem, so they're worrying about the air pressure, so they still think the transportation on the land is still good.
我们就只能帮你祷告。So
all we can do is pray for you.
结果他们就走了。
So they got on their way.
事后他跟我讲。
And later she told me.
很奇怪。
And it is very strange.
好像警车在帮他们开道，一路上都没有车子。
It seems that the police was driving in front of them. There was no car at all on the way.
还在他们的 lane，都没车子。
And there was no car on their lane, in their lane.
我不晓得是不是医院有这样的服务啦，我不晓得啦。I
did not know whether the hospital have this kind of service.
应该是没有啦。I
don't think they have.
下班时间谁管谁呀？But
then it is a rush hour. Who care what you do?
他就很顺利就到了曼哈顿的这个纽约医院了。So
they got to the New York's hospital very smoothly.
同样的，那边的医疗团队也检查不出他先生到底是什么病菌或者是病毒引起的。In
the same way, the medical team at the hospital could not find the cause the virus that caused this illness.
所以跟他说，那这样，我在你先生的头上打一个洞，那从里头取一点东西出来培养看看。
So they suggested to her that we will try to open a hole on your husband's head, and we'll try to take out a little piece to try and sample it.
那太太在六神无主之下就签了。And
this wife didn't know what she was doing, so she signed the contract.
后来她跟她的亲戚讲，她亲戚也有当医生，说你怎么签啊？那个就是要把你先生当白老鼠了。And
this, and when she told this to her relatives, the relatives said to her that, why did you sign the form? This means that they are trying to use your husband as a lab rat.
因为他们根本不晓得，不知道该怎么办，所以就把当实验了。
Because they did not know what to do with your husband, so they tried They are trying to have an experiment on your husband.
怎么办?
So what could she do?
告诉他，放心，如果不是神同意的，你先生一根头发都不会掉。
So I told her that you have to take heart because if God is not willing, none of your husband's hair will even drop to the ground.
医生来了。
So the doctor came.
他先生发烧，所以延到下午。
So the husband was having a fever, so they have to postpone the schedule.
下午又来了。
So in the afternoon, the doctor came again.
太太跟医生商量说能不能 cancel.
So the wife asked the doctor whether she could cancel it.
医生很生气啊。
So the doctor was very angry.
那你怎么办?
And then what should you do?
一辈子这样子啦。
He will be like this all his life.
不然你叫你先生现在把脚举起来给我看。
And you could just tell your husband to lift up his legs, so I can see it.
我们知道说这个瘫痪的人都会穿一种鞋子防止这个脚会变形，到时候要复健就没有办法复健。
We know that when a person when they're paralyzed, they would wear this special kinds of shoes, so you would keep their legs straight.
那个鞋子很重啊。
And this kind of shoes is very heavy.
医生拍他的腿说，举起来。
So the doctor hit the legs and said, you can lift it up and try it.
先生就把腿举九十度。
So the husband lifted up his leg 90 degrees.
医生不死心，另一条腿。
So the doctor said, okay, then try your another leg.
两条腿都举起来。
So he lifted up two of his legs.
医生气得头也不回就走掉了。
So the doctor was very angry, so and he left the room.
不用开的。
And he did not have to go through the surgery anymore.
太太好高兴，以为先生好了。
So the wife was very happy. She thought the husband was made well already.
你再把腿举起来啊。
And lift out your legs again.
他腿再度能够举起来是三个月以后的事情。
But then next time when he could do this was 3 months later.
神帮他又开路了。
But God opened another way for her again.
但是在治疗的过程当中非常辛苦。
But in the process of healing, it was very difficult.
那先生经常在无意识之下把这个鼻管、胃管通通扯出来。
And the husband would pull out the tube when he was not conscious.
因为不舒服嘛。
Because he did not feel good.
所以医务人员又把他塞回去。
So the nurses, they will try to put the tubes back.
所以他太太说，都听到先生好像那个动物要被宰杀的那种哀嚎的声音呢。
The wife will hear the scream of her husband.
她说心痛的真的想要抱着丈夫从14楼跳下来。
And she said that it hurt so much that she wanted to just grab her husband and jump down from the floor.
那种是弟兄姐妹安慰，帮助她祷告。
But then the brother and sister prayed for her.
那怎么办?
So what could she do?
弟兄姐妹就说，那你要读圣经。
The brother and sister told her that you have to read the Bible.
太太想说，读书我最会了，我读到博士啊。
And she thought that I'm the best at reading, studying, so I have studied until PhD.
如果能读书救我先生，那我一定没有问题。
If studying can help my husband,then I should do it very good, do very well.
教会给她一本圣经。
So the church gave her a Bible.
她告诉传道说，奇怪，我每个字都认识，但是到底她在写什么我都不懂。
She told the preacher that I know every word, but then I did not know what it means.
圣经怎么这么难读啊？
Why is it so hard to read the Bible?
读不懂。
I do not understand.
要靠人的智慧，这本书是封闭起来的。
If we were trying to understand with our human wisdom, this book is actually sealed.
圣经是靠人的信心来领受的。
The Bible is accepted through the faith of man.
叫他祷告求圣灵。
So we taught her to pray for the Holy Spirit.
神的圣灵帮助你。
So the Holy Spirit of God can help you.
他跟神怎么祷告?
So how did she pray to God?
神啊，如果真的有神那你把圣灵借我用一用我用完了再还给你。
God, if you really exist, please let me borrow your Holy Spirit, and after I use it, I can give it back to you.
神还是真的很怜悯他啦，真的他就得圣灵了。
And God have mercy on her, and God really gave her the Holy Spirit.
那为什么知道这个事情？
And why did I know this?
因为她先生好的时候，她圣灵突然不见了。
Because after her husband was well, the Holy Spirit left her.
她才把这个事情讲出来，那感谢神，后来又求道的了。
So she said this out, this matter out, and thank God she later received the Holy Spirit again.
那她的先生的情况就渐渐就好转起来。So
her husband's situation slowly got better.
那最后一道难关来了。So
there was the last difficulty.
医院给她账单。When
the hospital gave her the bill.
60几万美金。
It's $600,000 US.
怎么办?
What could she do?
学生保险只愿意付40万。
The student insurance can only pay for $400,000.
这60几万哦，不包含之后的复健呢。
So and these this $600,000 doesn't cover up until the recovery fund.
但是之前太多神的带领啊。 神的开路啊, 神的解围, 让他对神有绝对的信心。
But because God has opened way for her many times before, so she had faith in God.
每次要去听医生的报告, 都是先祷告才敢去听的啦。
And whenever she was going to hear the report of the doctor, she also prayed, always prayed first.
这个事情也是一样。
And when she was hearing this matter, it was the same.
结果在一个偶然的情况之下, 有一个白人啊, 直接来问他。
Then out of the coincidence, there was this Caucasian person came and asked her.
我看你好像有什么困难的样子,
I see you are very troubled.
你能不能告诉我?
Can you tell me?
说不定我能帮忙啊。
Maybe I can help you.
所以这个梁小兰就把她的困难就告诉这个白人了。
So the wife told this Caucasian person her problems.
结果这个白人是一个基金会的主席啊。
And this person was actually a chairperson of an organization.
我帮你想办法。
So he said, okay, I will think of a way to help you.
他去告诉他们基金会替他去申请，如果要靠人申请哦，当整个case哦，如果能够通过的话哦，可能他先生哦，如果说等啊等不及的哦，不知道到哪里去了，但是因为直接找对人哦。
And if she were to apply for the fundings, and she has to wait forever until her husband can get the fundings, but then through the organization, and it can be passed right away.
因为太多人在申请哦 ，paperwork 的时间太长。
Because there's too many people who are applying for the fund, and the paperwork would take a long time.
结果神就是开路，就让主动来找他哈。
So God opened a way and let the person look for her instead.
没有上限的补助.
But then there is no limit where the help that she can get.
包含后面的复健哦，就是那个我们有一个演超人电影的那一个哈，那个男明星不是从马背上摔下来变成瘫痪，他就是去那一个哦，那个这个最贵的哈复健中心啊去复健，好，包含前面的医药费，总共80几万。
And we know that the actor who acted the Superman, and after he had fell down from the horse, he actually the recovery fund was $800,000.
一毛钱都不用出，主耶稣帮他开路。
But then right now she didn't have to pay for anything.
而且哦，他因为啊需要有帮手，所以他决定哦，他们决定哦，病情稳定了，回到台湾去。
And right now because she had received the help. And the husband got well, and so they went back to Taiwan.
神也帮他安排好长庚医院的送医师，就是脑科权威，所以直接到长庚去了。And
God also arranged her, so she went to this hospital in Taiwan, where the doctor was famous to cure the brain disease.
我们夫妻两人就在台湾松山教会接受洗礼。So
the husband and wife they got baptized in the Songshan Church in Taiwan.
学校寄通知来。
So the school sent them a notification.
你们如果没有在这个时间之内返回美国，你们的研究经费就会卡掉了。If
you don't come back to U.S. at this time in this period, then we will cut off all your scholarships.
哇，看时间快到了。So
when she looked at the time, it is almost at the time.
但是找不到机票，刚好旅游旺季啊，回不来了。
But she couldn't find any ways to buy plane tickets.
怎么办?
So what could she do?
老方法, 祷告。
So she used the method again. She prayed again.
哦，交托给神，神会开路，神会解围。
Rely on God. God will open a way.
哦，有一次这个两姐妹，去找她朋友。
So this sister, when she was she went to visit her friend.
哦，在这个台北哈，都是闹区啊，在停车是很困难的哦。
And she lives in the busy part of Taipei.
哦，以往啊都是直接到了哈，啊，打个手机啊，她朋友下来哈，啊，上车或者是直接把东西交给她。
Usually she would call her friends so that she could come downstairs so she could pass the things to her. Because they cannot find a parking spot.
这一次竟然哎有一个停车位在等她。
But now she could find a parking spot. It's as if the parking spot is waiting for her.
哦，就是说停好车了，就上去聊天呐。
So she parked her car and she went up to the house to chat with a friend.
啊，聊一聊，聊到说她没有机票回美国了。
And when she chatted, she mentioned that she didn't have a way to get plane ticket to go back to U.S.
啊，朋友跟她讲说，这还不简单，你应该早跟我讲。我的阿姨在航管局上班呢。
And she told that she said, "Why didn't you say so? My auntie is working at the airport."
哎，我跟她打个电话。
So I will call my auntie.
哦，所以啊，硬把哈、哦、这个两个旅客啊，要回美国的两个旅客抓下来，把他们两个补上去。
So the auntie forcefully have the two passengers.Off the take them off the list of the plane, and then they can put them so they could fit on the spot.
哦，华航哦还打电话去呀、啊，去complain说哦，你们呐、啊、竟然动用航管局来压我们。
So the air company they complained about this as well.
哦，你们到底是何方神圣啊
？And how can you do this to us?
哦。却不晓得我们的阿爸是天上的神哦。
But then they did not know that our father is actually the heavenly God.
好，就这样又回来美国继续他们的学业。
So they came back to U.S. to continue their education.
哦，去年他的太太已经拿到学位了。
And last year the wife was already received her degree.
哦，那今年应该他先生也已经毕业了。
So this year I think the husband is graduated as well.
哦，从没有认识神。
From not knowing God,
遇到哦层层的困难的包围
，they face the difficulties.
举目无亲哦，庞大的医药费
，and they have faced they did not have any help, and they have faced the great medical expense.
哦，神让他们不是四面楚歌，坐困愁城啊
，and but then God did not let them face this. Suffer in isolation.
哦，而是让他们能够倚靠神而高唱凯歌。
But they could rely on God and they could sing the song of victory.
感谢主哦。
Thank God.
我们现在要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
也许我们就好像刚刚所分享的，哦，还有所见证的，我们正在愁城，在围城里头。
Maybe we are just as what we have shared that. We're in the city under siege.
哦，主耶稣要帮助我们。
But Lord Jesus is going to help us.
哦，他要解我们的围。
He's going to rescue us.
哦，他要帮我们开路。
He's going to open a way for us.
哦，所以我们一起来祷告。
So we're going to pray.
哦，那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来哦。
If you wish to be laid hand upon, please come forward.
哦，那我们也为一些哈、哦、这个弟兄姐妹跟朋友们来代祷。
Let's also pray for some brothers and sisters and friends.
哦，我们为这个古兰的哈、哦、的妈妈哈、哦，这个78岁哈、哦，将在广州做这个肿瘤切除的手术哦。
And let's pray for Sister Gulan's mother, and she's in the Guangzhou and Canton, and she's 78 years old, and she's going to have a surgery.
哦，我们帮助她祷告。
Let's pray for her.
哦，我们现在就一起来祷告。
Now let's pray together.